Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
I thought I'd start by addressing the elephant in the room, and this is your Threads account, which we unpacked in some detail yesterday, guys. But one question in particular is causing a lot of trouble out there.
Yes.
So one, you were doing polls, and you had a number of polls going. One of them, chocolate in the fridge or the cupboard?
Yep.
And then it just goes yes, no.
Yes, well, then you get percentage.
But it doesn't make sense. As 9 of 80 replies, this poll makes no sense. It's not a yes, no question. Does yes mean fridge or cupboard?
Oh, now, great point.
You know, it's a very good...
That was early on in my thread days. I've since worked out that I've got to add more to my question to make it easier for them to answer yes or no.
That could have been the death of Threads.
You're correct.
It could have been.
I'm not sure it's not. Are you the only person on Threads? Who are you talking to? Do you get involved in discussions and stuff?
Well, look, it was first about a year ago. I thought they'd come out, I think, and it came out with a lot of fanfare. They advertised it as the nicer way to talk to people other than Twitter. And I thought,
the alternative to X, Elon Musk had just taken over.
Yep.
That little twat saw an opening and went, I'm going to take a chunk out of Instagram, yeah? Not Instagram, exactly. Twitter.
Yep.
All right, so how are you going? You got followers and stuff? What happens there?
Well, I think so. You got about 5,000.
Wow. Oh, good on you.
Pardon me. You're not an influencer. I'm an influencer. 80,000 people on Instagram. Well, shut up.
76.
Yeah, well, but you've literally got 76, like as in 76. Now, true or false, MG? Did you have a quiz at your gym the other night?
We had a trivia night at the gym. Yes, we did.
Trivia night.
120 participants. About.
Would have been some mental giants in there. Would have been a meeting at Mensa. What happened?
Well, we had 12 tables of 10 people. I was on a table of 10, and guess what? My table won.
Oh. Your table won.
Well, there was a kind of there was a few of the members.
You can't do that. That's like winning your own footy tipping competition.
That's right.
You cannot. So, was there a blow up? Did people get angry?
There was a little bit of one. We had a few drinks, and everyone was, you know, who wrote these questions? Well, I didn't write the questions. My son wrote every question.
Like, what's with you? Bit of nepotism. Never
and
heard
they
anyone.
Every time I'd walk in the kitchen to see, you know, grab a drink or something, they'd be, him and my wife and daughter would be going through the questions. They'd say, here he comes, quick, hide the questions. So I didn't have any input
but
into what
your whole family
was.
Knew.
Whole family knew, but me. I didn't know. No.
Oh, mate.
I had a couple of smart people at my table, which was good.
Who'd you have? Who's the smartest?
Nadine was good. Rachel was good. Coxie was good.
Coxie sounds dumb as dog shit. Coxie is not a smart guy.
Coxie, yeah, he's...
I love your friends, but Coxie's a borderline simpleton, let's be honest. He is not... He's not Stephen Hawking.
You know him too well.
Yes. Right. If he's getting the answers right, there is something wrong.
Do you reckon ICAC's going to investigate this?
This is unbelievable. And what did you win?
We won everyone got a $50 voucher to a little restaurant called Enzo's in Penrith. So throw $50.
Enzo's? What's happening at Enzo's?
Enzo's is a little restaurant.
I'm going to have a guess and say it's Italian.
It's Italian.
MG's thrown a quiz night at the gym, yeah. And you're not going to have trivia night, and believe it or not, his table has won in controversial circumstances. And everyone's got a free meal at Enzo's.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
And a now, puck.
Did you have your phones out? The mobile phone has ruined the pub
quiz.
Yeah,
no phones.
It really has.
So if you got caught with your phone, you lose 5 points on the night.
Yeah, well, when you've had pre-warning of all the questions, you don't need your phone.
I did.
When they're lying around the house and being written out by family members, this is unbelievable.
No, but you don't understand my kids. They don't show me or let me know anything. My two oldest kids have taken over the gym. I've got little input these days, to be honest.
You're just saying, you say you no phones and no mirrors in your gym.
I have no mirrors at my gym, no.
Why is that?
Well, I think it keeps away them people who come just to stare at themselves in a mirror. It's, instead of training, they just come and stare. I'd rather not have them at my gym. I'd rather just come and work in 40 minutes and see you later, alligator.
All right. Now, well, speaking of alligators, we're about to get to the alligator in question. Were you drunk at your quiz night?
I had a few, yeah. I probably said 7 or 8 cans, yeah.
Oh, good for you. A couple of lily pillies.
That's an entree for me, by the lily pilly.
Well, while we're talking about having a couple, and you mentioned the alligators, there's a bloke in America got caught walking his alligator after he'd had a couple. Here's how the news covered it.
This store sells some good liquor. I drank a lot of it that night.
The viral video shows Robbie Stratton running through a convenience store with an alligator in his hands.
I don't even remember coming up here.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from.
No clue. I literally came to the store and he was in the back of the truck. They told me what I did was stupid and I'll be facing some charges here soon and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see.
not his first rodeo, this bloke. No idea. Took an alligator out for a run. I mean, I've taken a wombat to Dan Murphy's, but not. It's another story.
Yeah, it was fat stuff from country practice.
Do you forget things when you're drunk?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think the cupboards, the bathroom, and the chest of drawers of the toilet. And sometimes I wake up and there's towels everywhere, and my wife goes, "You bastard."
This is a man who won the quiz competition. I forget things all the time when I'm drunk. I can't remember 2012.
The whole year?
Apparently it was a good year.
No, did you know, this is a true story, Dennis Hopper got given a huge advance to write his autobiography, this publishing company. We want your autobiography. Anyway, they gave him a huge advance and they never got any copy. And they kept hounding him and hounding him and eventually they tracked him down. They said, "Mate, we've given you a lot of money. Where's our autobiography?" He goes, "I'm having problems." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "I can't remember the 80s.
If you're a true blue Triple M listener, you are going to want to listen to this. This might be the greatest thing we've ever given away.
These iconic bells have been ringing on the M's for decades. But the next time you hear them, you could win the ultimate rock experience. A trip to London to see AC/DC live at Wembley Stadium. All you've got to do is keep listening to Mick and MG in the morning and lock your radios to Triple M during your workday. Listen for AC/DC's bells to drop and you could win two tickets to AC/DC's Power Up Tour at Wembley Stadium, July 3. Two return flights from Sydney to London. 4-night accommodation, $500 to spend, and a lifetime of memories. You should be on AC/DC. Live in London. All yours thanks to these boneheads. Mick, MG.
What the hell is that?
Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, fire up, everybody. That could be the greatest prize in the history of rock and roll. Off you go, London. All costs paid. You're going to have a Hey, MG, if you win this one, there will be trouble. We know you won your pub quiz, but if you somehow manage to snaffle, let me just repeat this because I can't believe my ears. Return flights, 4 nights accommodation, airport transfers, 500 spending money, 2 tickets, AC/DC live at Wembley Stadium. Wow. All you got to do is listen to the sound of the bells dropping. This starts on Monday and you're off. Oh. You're off to the greatest rock and roll show in the history of rock and roll. Thanks to us.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome. When's the kickoff? Monday. We'll give you more details, but that's as good as it gets. Oh, baby. Wow.
Yep. First chance on that standby list on Monday. Cannot wait.
MG Sport Report.
Well, one of rugby league's biggest bombshells dropped yesterday when it was announced that the Penrith Panthers' inspirational front rower and 3-time premiership winner, also Golden Boot holder, James Fisher-Harris, will be leaving the Panthers at the season's end and heading home to New Zealand to join the New Zealand Warriors, Mickey.
How does this happen? What's it all about? Unpack it for us, please, MG.
Okay, so what I can probably glean from all of this is James Fisher-Harris came over to Australia when he was 16 or 17. From New Zealand, from a little town north of Auckland, about 4 hours north of Auckland, so he's a bit of a country kid. He basically, in the last month or so, he had a shoulder injury which coincided with his grandfather's passing, and he went back home, and I think he decided with two kids and one on the way that it's time to head home at 27 or 28 years of age. And his brother, Mickey, ironically, who lives in Germany, is also coming back to live in New Zealand as well, because I think the family orientation is overseas and it supersedes rugby league, if you know what I mean. Sport sometimes is obviously the best thing for people, but I think that he got very homesick, and the way that he's handled it, I think the way Penrith...
How's the deal being brokered? So it sounds like it's been done in a very adult fashion between Penrith and the Warriors and the player involved, yes?
Exactly. Apparently, 72 hours ago, this was kind of when it was rubber stamped, that James Fisher-Harris basically told Penrith that he was thinking about this. Then the Warriors got hold of James Fisher-Harris. And let me say this as well. The Warriors have done something similar with Adam Fanua Blake, who, very similar to the Fish, have let him go on compassion reasons back to Sydney. He'll be playing for the Sharks next year. So sometimes in rugby league, it's nothing sinister. It's all about being homesick. And this is what's happened. The Fish will play the rest of this year for the Panthers and obviously give his all. But it's a big hole to be filled by somebody, because he's been unbelievable for the Panthers. Unbelievable.
That would free up a bit in the salary cap, I would have thought, for you to go on a bit of an expedition.
Good point. Already there's been a couple of players mentioned in the media today. Stefano Toikamono from the Tigers is one. There's a bit of talk about Joseph Tarpany from the Raiders being another. So, look, with a club like Penrith who have $700,000 or $800,000 in the salary cap now free, they can go on the market big time and secure a replacement. Look, it's going to be very hard to replace James Fisher-Harris. He's been an ornament to Penrith. He's been...
Ranks are getting thin at Penrith. Ranks are getting thin. But you know what, mate? This is the new world order. In the old days, you could probably say, nah, you're not going anywhere. Put your boots on, you can get out there. I think it's a different world. The kids are kind of different.
Yep.
I think that's a mature way of dealing with something. And who knows, you might just regenerate with something
Jerome Luai going to the Tigers at season's end. Now James Fisher-Harris. There's something online yesterday about all the players who have left Penrith since 2020, and that would probably make the top four in an NRL competition. It's been unbelievable, but we wish him luck. He's a beautiful bloke. He's a beautiful kid. And watch this space who Penrith might try and acquire.
Well said, MG.
Artificial intelligence, dangers of AI.
AI is far more dangerous than nukes.
Strong artificial intelligence has been inevitable for decades.
We've lost intelligence. I repeat, we have no intelligence.
Once again, though, AI is starting to perform some valuable tasks for society, like this. They've just done the AI toughest animal on earth competition. They did a simulation. A terrifying virtual fight that pitted 256 different species against each other. Hit a ding-dong, last animal standing, drag them out, knock them down. AI spectacular. Who was like animal AI UFC 300.
Yeah, bring it on, baby.
And we've got the final rankings. Do you want to hear?
Yes,
please.
This is a great thing to do, by the way. Like, have you seen the footage? Like, it's a virtual.
I know. It's awesome.
Fight with all. Taronga Zoo should do this. Would you? You'd go to the zoo if you could see, like, a tiger fight a polar bear.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah,
they did release the lions at one stage a few years ago. Yeah. So we almost had one.
The whole city was crapping itself.
Remember Mike Tyson wanted to fight a gorilla?
Yeah.
He actually went to the zoo in Vegas and tried to get the zookeeper to open the cage so he could fight.
He wanted to pay him 10 grand. He said, I'll give you 10 grand if you let me fight the gorilla.
They should have let him.
I'll pay the 10 grand.
Yes.
Right there. That would be fantastic. Let's have a look. Toughest animal in the world. Any ideas?
A whale?
African elephant. The African elephant has taken the chockies.
Really?
The big fatty of the Serengeti has taken. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, by the way, they do the attributes. They do size, weight, strength, speed, offensive, defensive capabilities.
Yep.
And I'd have to say, look, there's not many things that could take down an African elephant. Am I right?
No, one on one, especially not.
What about dinosaurs?
Well, that is a dinosaur, and there's no dinosaur alive today. What kind of stupid simulation is that? What do you want it to do, fight a woolly mammoth?
Yes.
What kind of crazy world are you living in?
This is a great world.
This is an AI simulation.
It's a Tash
involving Tash. I'd like to see an AI newsreader fight.
Yes.
Who would win out of Sandra Sully and Natasha Billing?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sandra's a Queenslander, so she would win.
Yep.
It'll be like State of Origin. So, number one, African elephant. Number two, the old Siberian tiger, which is making the Indian tiger look a little lame-o.
Mm. Yes.
Number three, saltwater crocodile. I would have had the crocodile on the podium.
Same.
I would have thought, as opposed to the Nile crocodile, which is down at number nine. Yeah. Is that not saltwater, the Nile?
No.
Look, here you go. The fact checkers.
Obviously not.
It must be freshwater because it's coming from up high and it's running towards the ocean, you idiots.
Thanks, David. It's a river.
The River Nile, obviously. Yeah.
And just making him the top 10, the great white shark. I would have thought the great white shark is a bit under there.
What about the killer whale?
Yeah, sperm whale.
Not there. Not in the top 10.
Who did this?
What about stingray?
Stingray?
Well,
apart from one notable moment, it hasn't covered itself in glory, has it? The squid. Squid's coming in at number eight. You can't do that.
The squid's in at number eight. Oh,
calamari,
is it the dry one?
Number eight.
Tell that to the plate of calamari I woofed the other night.
With lemon and aioli, yeah.
Hippo in at number four. That's about right. Anything missing? What would you have bumped up the order?
There's no lion. I thought lions aren't.
The lion, I would have thought, would be up there.
I'm a little lazy.
The snow goose.
The polar bear.
I'm telling you, don't underestimate geese. You've been chased down a hill by some geese.
That's a story for another day.
A golfing story, I'm imagining.
Oh, yeah. We've just had the first AI beauty pageant.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I remember AI was going to bring down the world. Now it's just piss funny. Yeah. The world's first AI beauty pageant with completely fake models. It's going to take place. It's going to be like the Oscars. ChatGPT and robots. Behind it, there's prize money, and it's all fake models competing. So they're going to replace the originals. And I've got to ask, can you really replace the originals? Let's have a listen to Miss South Carolina at the Miss Universe.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
People out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Oh boy!
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Go and have a lie down. There was actually smoke coming out of her ears. She had a meltdown. And, of course, here's the AI response to the AI beauty pageant. Same response.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I unequivocally believe it's because they are as dumb as dog shit.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Now, did you tell me, who said this to Natasha? Did you tell me this is a banned the question section?
Oh, no, I was saying that. I thought for a year after that debacle, they actually considered banning the questions because it made them look so silly. And then I think they moved to just asking them all the same questions, so they had a bit of time to prepare.
I got a bit of thinking time. What about, remember they used to have the talent section? Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah, when they're spinning
they juggle
plates.
There's a lot of magic. There's a lot of pigeons flying around that room. Let me tell you. And what about a swimsuit? They still do swimsuit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do the swimsuit.
Oh, yeah. It's a coup d'etat, isn't it, I think?
When you won Miss Mudgee, what was your Natasha, what was your...
Well, they were black and white photos, so it was 1863. If you guys were on the committee to create the perfect supermodel for this pageant, what would her qualities be then?
Massive cans.
Oh, my God. Anything else?
I don't know. I'm getting thumbs up from the fact checkers. You're a dickhead. You really are.
Me?
Not impressing you anyway. No, excuse me, a member of the panel here. Kat, did you or did you not sit on a judging panel for Miss South Australia?
For Miss South Australia, I was one of the judges.
And what were you looking for?
The question round was awful, I have to say.
Big cans, she said.
How she sat in a barrel.
Oh, jeez.
Hey. I think of Miss South Australia and I'm going, all I can see is a bunch of single mums coming out with prams. Maybe a Bacardi Breezer in one hand. Maybe wearing ponchos. No, what did you do? Tell me what you did.
They had to walk in their swimsuits and then walk in there, and then I had to ask questions, and then I had to judge them on how they walked down there. And then there was a section on it that was confidence, charisma, and charm.
Oh, no.
And so I had to judge on that, which was interesting.
Was it hard?
It wasn't hard. I'll be honest, I voted for the hottest. Yeah. I mean, it's a beauty pageant. Like,
exactly
what else do you do?
Right. Well done. We've been talking AI, but I remember during the COVID and the lockdowns, Zoom became a huge thing. A lot of meetings were happening on Zoom, and even TV, people were working from home and sending in Zoom. Well, I saw something interesting on CNN the other day as they welcomed back Jeffrey Toobin, I believe, who's the chief legal analyst for CNN. And a writer for The New Yorker, and he got himself in a bit of a pickle zooming from home when he was caught, how do you put this delicately, whacking off at home.
Oh, jeez.
And he got suspended, is that right? I think he was suspended for maybe 8-9 months, and they recently welcomed him back to CNN. On air, here's his welcome back, and I'm not sure the newsreader in this instance was entirely happy about it.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you. In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right, sad to say.
To quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. It was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct.
Wow. Oh, no. Well, that would have been okay if we thought you'd done it knowingly.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
That is horrendous.
So turn off
Never zoom me at home, guys.
We
Never
won't.
Got any world news for us, please, just to begin with?
Yeah, we have the boss of Nike. He's the CEO, John Donahoe, has blamed staff working from home for failing to come up with exciting new designs that wow shoppers, and also blaming working from home for falling profits.
For falling profits and lack of creativity. And I'm kind of on his side because... I mean, you couldn't have invented the Dunlop volley from home. the greatest sneaker ever existed. That couldn't have happened.
Nice.
You had to go to work and you had to sit around and you had to toss that around to come up with the genius that is the Dunlop volley. So that's the CEO of Nike who said he doesn't want you working from home. He wants you to work from the office. And he also said, as of their kids making them in Bangladesh, he doesn't want them working from home. He wants them to come into the sweatshop.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
f***? WTF?
And we're coming off a big one, possibly the greatest what the F of all time. Went down on the program yesterday, $500. I couldn't help myself. I just emptied the wallet and went bonkers when one of our listeners coughed up this.
The late, great Sir Donald Bradman was the inspiration for the naming of Donald Duck.
Walt Disney was a massive cricket fan, and especially of the Dons, and he travelled to Oval to watch him play, and he got out for a duck, and it was Donald Duck.
What the f***? Turns out it's true.
True.
There it is, one of the greatest iconic characters of all time, named after our Don Bradman, which I thought was quite spectacular. You get the idea. If you've got something like that, give us a call, 133353. MG, what have you got?
This is for all them gym lovers who know a bit about what this is. A 50-year-old grandmother, Donna Jean Wilde, recently set the world record for the women's longest ever plank.
What the f***?
4 hours and 30 minutes and 11 seconds.
What?
What
the f***? Hang on a second.
Unbelievable.
That's some pretty strong abs from Gran.
Isn't it? What? 4 hours, 30 that's minutes, 11 time. Seconds. That's a long time for a plank.
Mm. Do about 4.5 seconds, I reckon. That's my record. Kat, what have you got?
If you don't know someone's address in Iceland, you can draw a map and a picture on the front and the postie will make sure he gets it there.
Stop it.
Yep.
Love it.
I used to have I had it removed a tattoo of a Melways, like Sidways, a Melways roadmap, map 54 on my arm, so when I was drunk and I was in a cab, I didn't have to give directions. I could just point. had my house on it and the closest KFC.
Doesn't surprise me.
And what about your key? The key was on your nipple as well.
No, I had a nipple ring where I had my spare house key. So if I was drunk and I came home, I knew the spare house key was, and I wouldn't even take it off. I'd just lift the shirt up and put it straight into the...
You are hardcore.
Hardcore, mate. That's what you had to do. Tash, what have you got?
A study has shown that people who walk quickly tend to be less happy.
What the f***? Oh, that's bad news for Kerry Saxby. She must be very, very depressed. You get the idea. 133353, get involved. All right, Jason, blow our minds. What have you got?
Yeah, there's a law in China. If a student cheats in an exam, he's liable to get put into prison for up to 7 years.
What the?
And the parents too, if they knew about it.
That's worse than detention.
Yeah.
That is 7 years. I tell you what, I wish they had the same thing for their half marathons. Did you see the footage in China the other day of the Chinese bloke being allowed to pass three African runners who were basically going up and down on the spot?
Yeah.
So the Chinese guy could win. There's a full inquiry. I look forward to the results of that. Well done, Jason. 7 years for cheating. Wow. Jeez Louise. Will, what have you got?
No matter how hard you pinch the tip of your elbow, you won't feel pain.
What the f***?
We'll just grab our elbow.
Ow! That's bullshit.
No, it's true.
It is not. Look,
right in the pinch.
I don't feel it at all. Oh, he's hung up on us.
Oh,
he's
Jesus, Will.
Didn't wait for the fat checkers.
All right, Will.
Well, he's had enough.
He's fucked out. All right, Will, he's dropped his bomb and left. Didn't like being questioned. All right, well, we'll keep moving. Mark, what have you got for us, buddy?
Okay, in the 1960s, the Beatles, the whole band watched George Harrison lose his virginity in Hamburg to a German stripper while watching it on Bumpkins.
What?
Hang on us.
What?
So they stood around and watched while
on bunk beds.
Bunk beds?
Is this an autobiography or something?
Apparently Ringo pushed his bottom up and down. Is that true?
Don't answer that, Mark.
Hey, Mark, that's $100 for you right there.
Oh, wow.
Good on your mark.
Yeah, babe, that's true. That's got to be in the Sergeant Pepper's days, surely. I mean, they were all getting a bit
off their heads,
a bit loosey goosey. Not the Abbey Road, not when they were walking across a pedestrian crossing.
No.
Things were pretty straight then. Then they get to Germany,
and Yoko Ono enters the picture. Wow.
Ah, well, jeez, I'm glad there's no footage of them having sex.
No,
Mark, well done. Chris, what have you got?
How you going, guys? In 2012, in Mumbai, India, a statue of Jesus was mysteriously dripping water off its toes. So the worshippers used it for personal use in drinking water, only to find out it was due to a blocked sewage pipe.
Oh, no.
I can't believe there'd be a blocked sewage pipe in Mumbai. Of all places. All right, it's a good story, Chris, but there might be one better here. Adam, what have you got?
Yeah, g'day. Elvis Presley was originally a blonde. And he used to dye his hair. He dyed his hair because he thought it was an edgier look and even used shoe polish to touch it up sometimes.
Yep.
Wow. Elvis was blonde. I'm getting a thumbs up. I did not know that.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, and he died on the toot, which is how I want to die. Yes. Man, if there's a more noble way to go than backing one out on the toot, I don't know.
Dying in your sleep?
Oh, what fun's that? Oh,
well,
isn't that
I'll tell
fun?
You what, you come round and talk to me, and that's how I'll go. Nice sleep. $100 to you too, Adam. Well
Yay.
Done.
Yay.
Yay.
MG's Sport Report. Well, if you heard the show yesterday, you would know that we had Ben Cousins on the show and he was illuminating. It was fantastic. Well, last night he was even better. He was more vulnerable and more open on the front bar with Mickey and you and your boys. It was fantastic, wasn't he?
Well, it was great for us, and it went viral because it's a big story, Ben Cousins. You don't have to be an AFL fan to know all about Ben Cousins and his life and his trials and his tribulations, and he seems to be in a better place than he's ever been. We focus largely on the football because to us that's what's important. But it was interesting to touch on his journey and where he is.
Well, I got a couple of good edits from last night. A couple of things that spiked my mind was when you asked him how he was travelling, and this is what he had to say.
How are you travelling?
Oh, you know, really well, actually. Yeah. I wish it hadn't had to have taken this long and it had to run its course the way it did. But, it's nice to be working and busy, have some real ambition back and, just connected back in with friends, family, and even on a community level, you know. It's, life's never been better, to be honest.
Well, that's good.
Well said. It's great to hear. It's a bit of a great redemption story, yes. I think, is the
way. We need more of them. We need more of them. And the other part of the great moment was when he told you boys what his favourite TV show was.
What's your favourite character from Home and Away? You can't say Alf.
I'll say James Stewart. I danced with him.
Oh, yeah. What character does he play again?
Justin,
yeah, that's right. Jeez,
I did tell him when I was locked up, I did not miss an episode.
Very good. Yes, well, there you go. So it was a wide-ranging interview, and it was fun for us to do.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.